Welcome to the Brainstorm, episode 95. We've got a quick one for you today. Lorenzo, Coinbase launching the Base app. What is it? Why is it worth talking about? And what does it enable?
Yeah, so Coinbase had an event with Jesse and Brian where they basically they presented the roadmap for Base, and really, you know, you can think of it as three different parts: the Base chain, Base build, and Base app. Right. The Base chain is, you know, the layer two that that Coinbase launched now, I think, 2 years ago, where they basically announced that they're going to go to 200 millisecond blocks, you know, with Flashbots. So just getting Base more performant, you know, less latency and cheaper and more usable for users. So that was one part of the announcement. Base build, it's more of the developer toolkit. So they're going to continue to build that for developers to be able, you know, to integrate applications and launch new applications on Base. And basically their non-custodial wallet, the Coinbase non-custodial wallet, they're renaming that basically Base app. And that was, you know, the biggest announcement, I would say, in the event, and we can talk more about it. But I think, you know, the short answer is they're trying to onboard, you know, more people to the Base ecosystem and to use their wallet. And so they're integrating, they're rebranding and redoing the app where it's going to be more of a, you know, a super trading social content creation platform. So you'll be able to trade, you'll be able to send USDC with other Base app users. They're also integrating, you know, other aspects that we can talk about it to make it, you know, also viable for content creators to use Base app. So that's the short answer. So, you know, we had a lot of news on you know, the three legs, Base, the Base chain, Base build, and the Base app. And happy to, you know, to go deeper in any of these.
So they're trying to be, this is like their crypto wallet front end. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's their non-custodial wallet. And I think, you know, Base and in general, like Coinbase, they've been very vocal about, you know, NFTs. They've been very engaged with Zora, which is, you know, a protocol that basically allows you to mint NFTs on audio, video, and basically any type of content. And so they're integrating that into the Base app. And so, you know, potentially you could monetize like a tweet or, you know, an audio, like different things. They're also integrating the Farcaster social feed. And so Farcaster, you know, you can think of it as a more decentralized Twitter, basically. That was it's a project also that was launched, you know, 3 or 4 years ago now. And Base and Coinbase, they've been actively engaging with them. And so they're integrating the feed into the Base app. So, you know, you can chat with other people that are on Farcaster. And really, I think from a front-end perspective, you can, you know, think of it more as a hybrid between a TikTok, you know, a Twitter, and basically a trading application or a payments application. And so, you know, I think it's been like a thesis in crypto for 10 years, at least, you know, like it's been a thesis that a lot of people have alluded to and has been tried from different angles. So I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if they can really onboard like meaningful users that are not already in crypto, basically.
Who is the leading non-custodial wallet player today?
That's a good question. I would say like the MetaMask and Phantom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Solana and ETH, or ETH Solana.
Yeah. Now, I mean, both MetaMask and Phantom have, you know, integrated ETH, the Ethereum, so the EVM, the SVM, and even Bitcoin. I think on Phantom, you can even, it's even a Bitcoin wallet. I think those are the two biggest non-custodial wallets today.
Nick, do you see this sitting next to the Robinhood app, or somewhat leading to competition down the line. How do you think about these different, you know, front end wallets? You know, does it, is there going to be one that rules them all, or you think crypto carve out, even though Robinhood's kind of moving towards private and other asset classes as well, stands alone?
I think you have to understand that these companies are coming at the same, you know, they're heading towards the same direction, but Coinbase is starting crypto native. And I look at this as specifically very crypto native. And so in terms of competition with Robinhood, I think Robinhood's approach is we're building for the mainstream everyday retail trader or someone just getting familiar with markets. Whereas I think this goes a few layers deeper, and, you know, even having the non-custodial aspect, like that takes a certain level of knowledge to want to start to play in that space as a trader, as an investor. So I don't see them necessarily competing right now. I think down the line, obviously, this is all heading towards the same direction. And then the social aspect, I have a hard time understanding. I feel like they're putting everything, and I think you talked about it in this way, right? Like this is kind of their play of an everything app, but financialized in a certain way. Can it work? Yes. Is it, you know, niche today? I think so. You know, content creation for crypto markets, okay, maybe that starts to live on this base application, which could, you know, I think tying content directly to markets, you're seeing that become more and more popularized. It's whether like it's Polymarkets, TradingView.
Yeah, Polymarket.
Public, right?
Polymarket is basically financialized news out, you know, a news outlet, right. Basically.
Yeah, which like having
the other piece, the other piece of news I wanted to talk about this week, because they're coming back to the U.S. Homecoming.
Back to the U.S., yeah.
Yeah, so that's, you know.
Competition's heating up. And DraftKings, I think there was some rumor that they are in talks to acquire Railbirds, which has the same license, and this is the license that Polymarket just acquired by getting this company. So competition. But I think, yeah, to go back to where we were, tying real-time news and content to financial markets in unique and interesting ways is the future. And so them approaching it in this manner makes a ton of sense long-term. It's just going to, you know, take time to bring in that mainstream retail trader because you're starting very crypto native.
I agree. I also think like a lot of people that are on like on TikTok, Instagram, they're just not interested in the financial aspects and trading, right? And I think you see like, why hasn't Instagram or TikTok really engaged in that part, right? Like like embedding more trading aspects or payments. I mean, maybe like Instagram with stable coins. I mean, they're talking about it. But yeah, there's a good reason. I think at least in crypto, it has been tried 1,000 times, you know, like venture-backed companies, you know, existing company pivoting, wallets trying to embed, you know, we've even seen, you know, Phantom trying to do this, but it hasn't really worked. Coinbase, you know, for sure has more users and like, you know, an inertia probably that other companies don't have. But I agree. I think for some users, it's not going to be super interesting to have like social and content creation within the same app as, you know, trading and payments. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think it just limits the market. Another way of thinking about it, how many people are full-time in crypto? That's really your market for tying crypto news to the crypto market versus when you look at a TikTok, an X, a Threads, an Instagram, you're getting all of your news. And some of that might be crypto, right? Like the algorithm knows when to feed you what. Versus this algorithm is always going to be crypto, which is great for a niche part of the market, but that market is much smaller than the, you know, TAMs that these other giants are going after, which are more general purpose platforms.
Yeah. Well, that's also part of, Nick, like the secret sauce of TikTok. Like it's the algo, like, let's be honest. And so like for Farcaster, I haven't tried And I don't know the feed, how it's going to be, you know, what algorithm they use, but it's certainly not going to be, you know, as good as the, you know, the leading like kind of social media platforms right now. So that's actually a good point. And I don't know, actually should we should look into Farcaster, but yeah, probably.
Yeah, we should. I want to try it now.
But talking about retail and crypto, certain cryptos making all-time highs, others approaching in all of this. What's your sense of the retail involvement here? You know, I feel like last cycle, it was very clear. You had the FOMO aspect of it here. A lot of it, at least in the media, is being pointed to from either treasury companies or the ETFs buying up. Do you get a sense that, you know, retail is paying as much attention this time, or is this the institutional wave?
Yeah, I think it's definitely like a different market, more institutional. Like if you see, you know, the biggest change from the last cycle is the spot ETF, right? For the majors, like you had Bitcoin, ETH, and you have, you know, some hybrid fund, you know, private fund ETF for SOL and other assets. That's definitely, you know, something in the market that wasn't there like past cycle, and the inflows are just, you know, they're very big for the size of these assets. So that's one thing. I think honestly, retail is not, you know, really present yet, which I think is you know, a good thing. If you look, Sam, also like it's been like a very segregated market because you've had, you know, basically for the first part of the market, Solana outperformed everything. Then the second part, Bitcoin outperformed everything. And then now ETH is kind of catching up. But really, like if you see the rest of the market, the altcoins, so any, you know, they're still like 50, 60, 70% down their all-time high, really. And so I think that's kind of points you, and those tokens are really, you know, predominantly used and traded by retail. And so that gives you a good idea that, you know, retail is, you know, is not back yet. I think if you look at Google search, you know, the Coinbase Robinhood app, like on the apps, like, you know, a number of indicators, I think it's still early for, you know, for retail.
All right. So then I'm going to go for some distillations here to wrap it up. Nick and Lorenzo, tell me accurate or not. So the first one is people should download Robinhood and Base and try it out, because I feel like people have been talking about digital wallets, us included, for so long that they don't realize it's really happening now. And the difference in UI is winning over a new generation and enabling capability that a lot of the traditional players aren't matching. So it's like, that's a trend that we believe likely to continue, and something that you might not appreciate unless you try it firsthand. Second distillation is this tying in of social media and financial news and markets. It's like, Nick, you brought that up. Lorenzo, you mentioned it with Polymarket and what the Base app's trying to do. But it's like, this is a trend that's very much in the experimentation phase now. Clearly, there's been product market fit with the prediction markets, but we're going to see different applications and interesting ways that evolves. And then number three is just the crypto market in general, and watch flows and see what happens.
I would add download Coinbase as well, because Robinhood to Base, that comparison, they're, you know, different in the way that they custody the assets. And then, yeah, on the social media point of view, I mean, since the beginning of the market, having an edge has always come down to who has news before the market does, obviously legally, but, you know, you can track the history of markets, and real-time news has been integral to how everything is traded. So it makes a ton of sense now that everything is or trending towards user-generated, and users on these social media platforms having this news before major news outlets. So being able to tie that directly to where you can trade makes a ton of sense. And I don't think that's going away anytime soon.
All right, Lorenzo, thank you for joining. And we'll see everyone next week for Episode 96. The countdown to 100 continues.
Thanks, so close. Guys.
ARK Investment Management LLC is an SEC-registered investment advisor. ARK and Public are unaffiliated entities and do not have a relationship with respect to either firm marketing or selling the products or services of the other. And therefore, ARK disclaims responsibility for any loss that may be incurred by Public's clients or customers. The information provided in this show is for informational purposes only and should not be used as the basis for any investment decision and is subject to change without notice. It does not constitute either explicitly or implicitly any provision of services or products by ARK, and investors should determine for themselves whether a particular investment management service is suitable for their investment needs. All statements made regarding companies or securities are strictly beliefs and points of view held by ARK and or show guests and are not endorsements by ARK of any company or security or recommendations by ARK to buy, sell, or hold any security. Historical results are not indications of future results. Certain of the statements contained in the show may be statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements that are based on ARK's current views and assumptions and involve known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to differ materially from those expressed or implied in such statements. ARK assumes no obligation to update any forward-looking information. ARK and its clients, as well as its related persons, may, but do not necessarily, have financial interests in securities or issuers that are discussed. Certain information was obtained from sources that ARK believes to be reliable. However, ARK does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of any information obtained from any third party.